Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015. Two Palestinian youth killed in Jerusalem and Israeli troops attacked school children and fired tear gas at a school. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli sources have reported Wednesday that the police killed two Palestinians after carrying out a stabbing attack in Jerusalem. One Israeli died of stab wounds, while another Israeli was accidentally shot and killed by the Israeli police. The incident took place at Bab al-Amud area. The Israeli police said a policewoman opened fire on the Palestinians, accidentally wounding an Israeli who died of his wounds. Palestinian sources later said that the two slain Palestinians have been identified as Isa Assaf, 21, and Anan Abu Habsa, 20, from the Kalanda refugee camp. Both youth were former political detainees who were held by the Israeli army. The Israeli army and police closed the entire area, including the old city, while dozens of additional officers and soldiers were deployed. Elsewhere, several Palestinian students suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation on Wednesday after Israeli soldiers fired many gas bombs on them in Hebron City and in nearby Beit Umar town in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Medical sources said that several girls of Zahra School and boys of Tariq School received treatment for severe effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers fired tear gas bombs into the schools. In other news, the Israeli army handed over on Wednesday evening the bodies of two slain Palestinians from the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Ahmed Abu Arab, 17, was killed at an Israeli military checkpoint near Jenin, while soldiers shot and killed Ziyad Abu Gharbiya, 18, at a military checkpoint near Bethlehem. Both were killed by Israeli troops in November. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.